Again, Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verses 1 through 3. I began this message about 3 weeks ago. I want to finish it this evening. And it'll be an easy one, all right? So Ephesians chapter 6. Everybody there? All you young folks, this is the chapter, this is the verses that you hate the most, right? Like, we're in that chapter. You don't hate these the most? Good. These will help you, all right? These are important verses. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou, and thou mayest live long on the earth. I entitled this, Protecting Your Life. And I really believe I believe the book, and I believe that God honors people that honor their parents, blesses them. And sometimes as a pastor, you know, people come, and even my own life, I'm not exempt I'm just flesh and blood like anybody else. And sometimes people come with problems and trials that seemingly have no explanation. And you don't always know the answers. And sometimes I wonder, are these sins that we are reaping from how we treated our parents when we were younger? Some issues that we bring with us. And so, because God did say how that you treat your parents will impact your life. And so then I just want to preach just a little while on protecting your life. Father, thank you, Lord, for these verses. I pray that you'd help us this evening. And Lord, give us understanding and the heart to listen. Father, help us realize how important your word is. Father, sometimes we look at these verses, Father, as just childhood verses, Lord, and we've heard them often. And oftentimes parents use them as we discipline our children to make them listen. And sometimes we just kind of grow hard to them. Lord, may our heart be soft, Father, to you tonight, to your word. Help us to see the importance, Father, of honoring your word. This we ask in your name. Amen. I believe tonight, and so I'm sure as you do as well, that God places a high priority in how we treat our parents. And we looked at that a few weeks ago, how that a world is turned upside down when young folks and people no longer honor their parents. When rebellion, unthankfulness are signs of an unsaved, wicked generation. It's a sign of perilous times. It's a sign of the last days when young folks rebel and no longer are thankful for their parents. And so we find that God places that extreme importance in how we treat our parents. We find that God established this back in the Old Testament, from the very beginning, how that we should treat our parents. This is not something that some parent thought up in the middle of the night to ruin their children's life, to try to give them guilt trips. It's not a Baptist thing. It's a Bible thing that God has designed long before he created heaven and earth. And so we find that Jesus Christ, when he lived his life, reinforced the importance of honoring your parents. In fact, he chastened the Pharisees on how they treated their parents and how that they would, rather than take care of their parents in their old age, they would designate their money or their finances to the temple and say, I can't give it. They call it Corban, and that they can't help their parents because it's designated to the temple. And they would use the law to find loopholes in not helping their parents. And the Lord chastened them and said, you've made the word of God of none effect in your life. The word of God is not vain in your life. We also find that Christ illustrates the importance of honoring your parents when he was on earth as he took care of his mother Mary on the cross. And he gave Mary to John and John to Mary and told John to take care of his mother. And of course, John did that until her death. So God expects you and I, no matter how old that we are, God expects us to honor your parents. Now he says children obey your parents. And so, there is an age group when you're to obey your parents without any question and without any rebellion and be submissive. But then it says we're supposed to honor our father and mother. And so as we get older, of course, God wants us to leave father and mother and cleave on to our wives, build their own homes. And so I'm no longer required to be 100% submissive to my father and my mother, but God does want me to honor them throughout my entire life. And so I'm never off the hook, okay? It's never like, okay, I can treat my parents how I want to. God has a plan for that. So let me go through the, last time we just made it through the introduction, and I just kind of recap that. I hope that's sufficient enough. But let's look at tonight. Let's answer some questions. First of all, why should we honor our parents? Why is it important that we should honor our parents? Does anybody have a good idea? Yes, ma'am.
God said so.
There you go. That's my first point. It's a commandment. Okay? Verse number one. What's that? Amen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which was first commanded with promise. So God commands it. And that's a big deal. And I think sometimes because we can't see God, we think that sometimes that God can't see us. God sees. Nothing is hid from the eyes of God. And so God has commanded us to obey our parents. And so just the commandment is just as important as thou shalt not kill. Just as important as thou shalt not steal. Or thou shalt not lie. And so many of you, I don't think that any of our young folks in the church tonight would kill somebody. All right? I don't know if you would, hopefully you wouldn't lie or steal, but just as important those commandments are, is to obey your parents. Now, obeying your parents, listen, when your parents ask you to do something you want to do, that's wonderful, but that's not really obedience. Obedience is revealed when your parents tell you to do something that you don't want to do, that goes against your convenience or your fleshly nature or your comfort. Your parents will say to you, hey, go wash the dishes. I washed them last time. It's not my turn. Okay, you ever hear that? All right? And now you're supposed to obey your, even if you're like, I don't want to go. That's not obedience. That's rebellion. If your parents say, hey, you know what? Go outside and get on the tractor and ride around the house 14 times on the tractor. Well, that's easy to obey. I mean, when I was a young person, hey, I'll ride a tractor or motorcycle. If you had a motor on it, I'm for it, man. And, well, they say, hey, go rake the grass. You don't want to. That's where obedience comes in. But why should we obey our parents? Because it's a commandment. And your honor for God is revealed in your honor for your parents. Now, so God's saying this. He says, listen, if you want to obey me, you must obey your parents. And if you don't obey me, you know, if you don't obey your parents, you're not obeying me. You're dishonoring God. And so why should we obey our parents? Because it is a commandment. Next is because it's the right thing to do. Hope tonight that there's something inside you that wants to do the right thing. Now, we often, listen, I understand tonight that we are in a spiritual battle oftentimes, and the flesh and the spirit war against one another. But there ought to be something, if you're saying tonight, there ought to be something inside you that says, I want to do the right thing. And the Bible says, children, obey your parents, for this is right. So God commanded it, but he said, it's the right thing to do. And so, if you want to live a life that's right, that you know is right, obey your parents. Man, you can know I'm right with God. How do you know? I obey my parents. You just know then you're right with God.
Amen.
And boy, that's easy. Tell you something, young folks, really you have, God has placed you in a great time in your life when things are really easy. And parents, we should make it easy on our kids. They have two things they have to do, really simple, obey and play. Just have a great time being a young person, but you'll mess your life up if you don't obey your parents. And so we need to obey because it's the right thing to do. The nature of creation teaches that it's the right thing for children to obey and honor their parents. That's just the very nature. The very nature of our world is it's the right thing to do for children to obey their parents. The very nature of our relationship demands the honor. It's just the very nature demands the honor of obedience. Remember now, young folks, where did you come from? Who sacrificed for you? Again, I wish I would have listened to some things when I was younger. And sometimes you don't realize the sacrifice what parents make until you become a parent yourself. And you can't understand sometimes what parents go through. And I get that. Look up here now. Look up here. If you want to talk, you talk after church. All right? We'll have a little talk party. We'll play phone or something. All right? And so, but it's hard sometimes for young folks to understand the sacrifice that parents go through. We don't expect you to understand that. You won't until you're a parent yourself. But realize something, your parents sacrifice a lot more than what it seems on the surface for their children. Parents sacrifice a great deal amount, and they give and they love. And who was it that took care of you when you were sick and changed your diapers and when you got a fever, sat with you through the night and took care of you? Who was it that did that and fed you and brought home food for the table and clothed you? Who did those things? Don't you deserve them honor? Whether your parents or your grandparents? My grandparents were big in my life, and they oftentimes provided things for me that my parents could not do. And so I honored them. Because they were worthy of honor. So remember, you say, well, I don't think I need them. All right, then it's time for you to get on your own then. And so tomorrow you need to get up and say to your mom or your dad or your grandpa or grandma, I'm on my own, and you need to strike out and find an apartment to live in. Okay, because you're on your own. And by the way, don't take your clothes. You're going to take what you bought. Okay, whatever you purchased is yours. Everything else is your parents or your grandparents. So you leave what you leave behind that stuff. So some of you are going to be awful desperate looking in your skivvies on the road looking for an apartment and a job. Okay? Yeah, so you might want to think about this thing. Naked on the highway or obey my parents and honoring them. Okay, this is easy. No brainer. All right? And I know it's a little funny tonight, but really think about the things you take for granted that mom and dad provide for you. You know, I oftentimes give my parents a hard time, but my dad, he would sometimes sacrifice for months not having the right kind of shoes for his job so we could have clothes on our back. He would sacrifice and wear the same clothes with holes in it for a long time so us kids could have something to wear to school and have it on lunch boxes. And we just thought that's just what dads do. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Your parents and grandparents could be selfish pigs and could care less about you and make you wear ratty clothes and eat beans and water every night. But boy, they provide for you in a great way. And it's expensive to do that. You know why they do that? Because they love you. And so we got to give them honor because of their very sacrifice. Their very nature demands that. And just think about, remember this sometimes, young folks. I know I'm talking to you as adults tonight, but remember this. Keep in mind, how do you want your children to treat you when you have your own children? How do you want your parents to treat your children to treat you when you sacrifice for them? When you're up late at night checking their temperatures? And so remember that. Honor your father because it's a commandment. It's the right thing to do. Number three is this. It's an avenue to blessings. It's an avenue to blessings. Look at the verse number three. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. We find that this commandment is the first commandment with a promise, with blessings or consequences. The Lord says, listen, if you honor your father and mother, I'll bless you. If you dishonor them, I'm gonna give you a consequence. That's the politically correct word for spanking. Okay? My friend Ryan raises foster children. He can't use the word spanking, though he doesn't spank those foster kids. Yeah, but he has to use the word consequence. What's the word? What's the consequence? And it has to equal greater than the offense for the kids think, it's worth it. And so he has to do all kinds of crazy stuff to make their life miserable when they mess up. And, but God says this. Listen to this verse, Proverbs 20:20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. That's a big verse. Because listen, if you curse your father and your mother, there's going to come a day in your life when God's going to take your lamp and put it out and you're going to live in darkness. Your ways, your life is going to be a life of stumbling around and unblessed and not profitable. Just because how you treated your parents. Now, we're weird people. We have this idea, we have this idea that whatever we, if we sin and there's no immediate consequence, that somehow we're off the hook. They're like, oh, God's okay with that. But God, it's not like that God's keeping score, but God does keep a record. And it may be, young folks, and I'm not trying to spook you out or trying to give you a guilt trip, but it may be where you dishonor your parents, your mother at 15, 16 years old, and God brings that back when you're in your 30s. And God said, here's what you have reaped. Is what you have sown. And so be very, very careful. God does not bless rebellion from anybody. God cannot and will not bless rebellion, whether you're a pastor or a missionary, whether you're a father or a mother, a husband or a wife or a child. God never blesses the way of the rabble. And so remember that God honors, when you honor your parents, God honors you. It's the avenue of the blessings. Listen to Proverbs 30, verse number 17. The eye that mocketh at his father despises to obey his mother. How does an eye mock his father? Huh? Help me, girls. Some of you girls know this. How do you mock your father with your eyeballs? You roll your eyes. Now listen to this verse, you eye rollers. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. All right? And so, yeah. I'm going to buy some ravens, put them in the back of the church. God sent us, and this, God sees and catches the eye rolling and the attitude. God catches that. And God sees that, and God says there'll be consequences because it's a reflection of the heart. We find that Absalom dishonored his father and his mother, died early and humiliated. Absalom, which should have been a great king of Israel. He was a man of natural ability. He was a man of natural leadership. He was a man of some wisdom and some abilities. But he died hanging from his hair in a tree. You know why he died early? He rebelled against his father. Now, I'm not saying that he was perfect in this situation, but God does not bless rebellion regardless. We find that Joseph honored his father and mother, and God used him in a great way. God used Joseph just because it was honoring of his father. And God blessed him and used him to save an entire nation. Not because Joseph was somehow smarter or better, but because his habit was to honor his authority, to honor his parents, and God blessed him and used him. Think about that God will look down and say, because that child has honored their parents and obeyed their parents, I'm going to use them to save a nation. And God can do that in your life. So the second question tonight is this: how should we honor our parents? Good question. Let's look at Proverbs 23 and we'll go through this and be done. How should we honor? I mean, sometimes I have to remind myself that you can preach on certain subjects, but sometimes folks may not know, how do I honor my parents? How do I do that in God's eyes? Are you listening now? Paying attention, you're listening? They don't daydream now. There's a quiz after this is over. You didn't know that, did you? If you don't pass the quiz, you got to walk home. And that's a long ways for you two guys over in Dyersville. I saw a picture the other day of these old people walking up and down, up this huge mountain, and it said something about the fact, this is the picture of my parents walking up to school both ways, you know, or something like that. This morning I saw a picture, a meme, or whatever they call it. It's from Pentecostal, and she said that Baptists don't believe in daylight savings time because we believe once saved, always saved. And it was saved last year, so we don't believe in it anymore. Yeah. So we talk about why. Now tonight, young folks are going to say something, moms and dads and young folks, because God said so should be enough for anybody. That should settle it because God said so. You know why my wife hasn't divorced me in 30 years, 29 years? It's because God said so. It's not me. It's not because I give her a lot of money or a fancy car or a nice big home, you know, or big vacations. She just loves my personality. And because God said no. We just decided that when we first got married because it came from broken homes. He said, somebody's got to stop the insanity and stop this progression of broken homes. And she said to me, she said, I'll kill you, but I won't divorce you. And so I think she's come close a few times. And that's why I bought a gun safe a few weeks ago. You thought it was for Jonas, but it was for my protection, not for Jonas. So how should you honor your parents? Look at Proverbs 23, verse number 15. It says here, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart to rejoice even mine. Number one is this, believe right. Believe right. We find that God says here, the mom and dad says, listen, says, son, if your heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice even mine. Young folks, when you believe right, when you believe the book, you know what I can do for your parents, your grandparents? You know, some of the greatest pains that I have felt as a father, as a man, is not physical pains. It's pains to watch your kids sometimes make the wrong decisions. And it grieves your heart because you've sacrificed and you've worked and you've done your best to keep your kids for making the mistakes that you made, because you know where I got you. And so you want to give your kids a head start in life, a better start, a cleaner start, a fresher start than you had. And so when they make the right decision, they believe right. Boy, a parent's heart rejoices. They're like, yeah, that's my son. And then when they don't, they're like, yeah, that's their mother's son. Do we adopt him? God says, listen, the father says, son, if you'll just believe right, my heart will rejoice. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy is understanding. And so when you want wisdom, God said, the wisdom is fearing God. Let me tell you something, young folks. Wisdom is not being the smartest in your school, or being the best at your job. Wisdom is when you fear God and say, I'm going to serve God. When you do that, your parents' hearts and your grandparents' heart will rejoice. That's honoring your parents. When you choose not to serve God or love God, not only are you dishonoring God, but you're telling your parents, your grandparents, you were wrong. You lived your life in vain and emptiness. What you did was wrong. And so honor God. Number two is this, talk right. Look at verse number 16. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. How do you honor your parents? Believe right. And then number two is talk right. You have to honor your parents with your words. The Bible says here, here's a father to his son. Listen, son, when your lips say the right things, my heart rejoices. I'm proud of you. And so speak right. Don't know how to say nice things to your parents. Things, treat them with respect and honor. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. Make sure you thank them often what they do for you. Speak well of them. I don't have any time of day for anybody that speaks ill of their parents. And the young folks, if you want to find out who good friends are, you're hanging around young men or young ladies that speak ill of their parents and speak badly of their parents, that's a person that you don't want as a friend. Especially if they want to criticize your parents. And so you got to speak well of your parents to others. Brag about them. Speak highly of them. And God will honor that. Number three is this, not only to believe right and talk right, but to walk right. Verse 17 says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. So God said, listen, walk right. Don't envy sinners. Boy, that's a hard thing. It's easy to fall in that trap. To look at the world and see that the world seemingly is prospering in their sins and their Christian struggles. It's easy to fall in the trap of envying sinners. But let me tell you something, young folks, you want to honor your parents, walk right. Walk right. Don't envy sinners. Don't link up with sinners. Don't make them your friends. Don't follow in their ways. You want to break your parents' heart? Choose the wrong friends. Run around and mess up your life. And by the way, you ought to give your parents veto power over who you marry. Right. Look up here now. Right. This idea that, well, when I get a certain age, I can choose who I want to marry myself. You got to get your parents involved in that. Now, you can. You can. You could. When you turn a certain age and you're on your own, you can pick who you want to pick. But you'll be very unwise in doing so. Yeah. You got to be wise enough to say, Mom and Dad, what do you think about this dude? Before you fall in love with him. Let them speak to you and give you advice about that person. And so, walk right. Number four is listen right. Verse 19 and 20, 19 says this, hear thou my son and be wise and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine bibbers, among righteous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man without rags. Hearken unto the father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Verse 20 says, hearken unto thy father that begot thee. You know what that means? To hearken means to listen. You know, I think it's just natural for fathers as they get older to get a little bit edgy. You know, there's just something about us for a little while. Listen, I think there's maybe a little bit of a peak where we go from like this a young man that's ready to conquer the world to being cynical to like, oh, I hate the world and everybody. Yeah. To like, oh, I'm just too tired to worry about it. Let's get back. Let's be happy again, you know. So I'm somewhere in between there where I hate everybody. So let's just be happy. You know, get along. I'm making it. So I'll make it there eventually. But you got to hearken unto your father. Never look at your father and go, well, he's too old, and my mom's too old. They don't understand this day and age. Sometimes our culture may change, but people and ways don't change very much. Same problems that Adam and Eve have, same problems we have today. Not much has changed. And so to think that your parents are out of date, that they can't help you, sometimes they'll give you hard advice. And I wouldn't appreciate a parent that wouldn't give hard advice. They wouldn't say, here's the facts, Jack. If you go down this road, here's what's going to happen. Now, I always tell my son, look, I still love you, but if you go this direction, here's what's going to happen.
I don't want that to happen to you. And so, hearken. Listen right to your parents. Don't get to a place in your life you think, my mom is old, she's out of touch, and she's just she's a naggy woman. Honor her with great respect. And hearken and listen to your parents. They might not have the education that you have, but that's something that you don't have. They have wisdom and experience. And you can't get that without being their age. So you must hearken. Why? God said, listen, I'm going to set you up to succeed. God has not set us up for failure or for a life of misery. He said, I'm going to set you up to succeed, to have a good life. All you got to do is honor your parents. So listen right. Listen to them. The next thing is this. Spend right. Look at verse 23 and 24. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begotteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Boy, here's a father that's, he's rejoicing. Why? Because he sees his children with the right priorities on truth and righteousness and instruction and understanding. They're buying truth. Their priority is truth. They're not dealing in the lies of the world. They're not dealing in, listen, you want to break your parents' heart? Go get drunk. So that scene of drunkenness and addiction is a life of misery and lies. There's not one good thing that comes out of that lifestyle. And young folks are engulfed in it. By the droves, they run to it. Looking for an answer, looking for a completion, looking for happiness and joy. It's a lie. There's no joy in that. And you'll break your parents' heart because you'll give your priorities, your time, your finances, your effort to the wrong things. Give it the truth. Give it the truth. What's right, what's real. And your father will rejoice. There he is. That's my son. That's my daughter. That's my son. So spend right. Don't, there's something. Don't follow the path that's wide and broad. Preacher, everybody's on that path. That lets you know that's the wrong path to be on. You want to be on the path called less traveled, the path of fewer people, going against the way. God has called us to go against the grain of the world society. And so I want to encourage you tonight, honor your parents. It'll bless you in your years as a father, as a wife, as a mother. It'll bless you in those years. Spend right. Give your priorities the right things. Commit your life to what is truth. Decide tonight as a young age, I'm going to serve God with my heart and my life. Listen, stop waking up every day deciding what I'm going to do for God. Stop doing that. Stop every day waking up, do I serve God? Just come to a place in life where no matter what happens, I'm going to give God my life. No holds barred. I'm not going back. I'm going to commit my life to Christ. I'm His no matter what happens. I'm His. And quit getting in and out of the offering plate. Just stay in the offering plate. Number we're on, is love right. Look at verse number 25 and 26 and 7. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Here the father says, listen, son, I want you to give your heart to me. The safest person you can love is your parents. He said, let your eyes watch me. But that puts a big order on us as dads and moms. If we're going to have our young folks love us, give us their heart, and they're going to watch what we do. We got to be the example. Even in the hard times when our flesh says, I don't want to be an example. There are some things I would love to, by nature, I'm a quitter. That's my natural thing, is I'm a quitter by nature. I've been taught by just my own family and by watching my parents to run. When things get tough, you just cut and run. And so by my very nature, I've got to fight against quitting and dropping out and trying to find something easier. But one thing that motivates me is that there's people watching. I don't want to teach my sons and those watching to be quitters. That when the hard times come, I'm going to stick in there. When marriage gets tough, I'm going to fight for my marriage, fight for my children. Hey, when church sometimes doesn't go the way I expect or the way I want to, that's okay because God's still in it, and I need to just be faithful what God's called me to do. Hey, that's loving right. The Bible says you can love wrong. In fact, it's pretty blunt. It says you can love a whore. You can love a strange woman. You can have your heart turned by the world and by the strangers and the whores of this world. You can love them. But God says that woman, that strange woman, that evil man is a deep ditch and a narrow pit. What that means that when you get sucked into that, very seldom the folks get out of that. They get sucked down to their death. And you'll break them to some, you'll break your parents' heart by chasing the world. And in doing so, you'll break God's heart. So I want to encourage you tonight to love right. Love right. Loving God is loving your father and your mother. You're never too old to love your father and your mother. As long as they're alive, you ought to honor them and love them and check on them and take care of them. Anyone that will encourage you to dishonor your parents, I'll classify as a strange woman or evil, foolish man. And I want to say to you, you young folks, understand this now. You'll never love anyone else right until you love your parents right. I really believe that there are some things that are foundational building blocks. I was teaching last Monday night at 7:30, Brother Wilbert called me. And of course, you know I go to college on Tuesday mornings and take two classes. One of those classes is called Biblical Counseling. And so Brother Wilbert teaches that class. He called me at 7:45 Monday night and said, I'm too sick to be in class tomorrow. So I thought, hey, no class. Hey, man. He goes, you're teaching it. But I'm the student. He goes, but you've been pastor long enough. You got to know something, don't you? No, obviously not. So I was teaching on counseling, how to protect yourself as a pastor in your counseling with your integrity. And so we were talking about marrying right. I talked a little bit about marrying right. And I think, let me give you a tip, young man. Look up here now. Let me give you a little tip about marrying right. You find a young lady that absolutely adores her father. Will defend him to a fault. If you mouth off and badmouth her father, she would kick you in the teeth and spit in your face. Because if she'll have that loyalty to her father, when she gets married to you, you've got a maid.
Yep. You're right.
You don't have to fight for anything, because she'll fight for it.
Yep.
Then I said to this, I said, then you watch for a young lady that loves the unlovable. That'll love children. That'll love bus kids. That'll go up to a bus kid that snotty nose and raggedy clothes and pick him up and hug him and kiss their cheek and say, I love you. Because that'll mean they'll love your children.
Yeah.
You gotta watch. Listen, you young ladies, you gotta watch a young man. How does he treat his mom? How does he love his mom? Is he sasser? Is he bucky? Is he unruly toward her? Disrespectful? Arrogant? Is he a punk? As much as he says he loves you, when you're married about 6-7 years, he gets tired of seeing your face in the morning because he gets old and routine. He'll begin to disrespect you and buck you and be punky toward you and same way he treated his mom, he'll treat you. You want to find a young man not a mama's boy. Don't marry a mama's boy, but a young man that loves his mom. I wasn't a great young boy growing up. But if anybody, my stepmom, and we didn't get along very well, but if anybody mouthed my stepmom or bad-mouthed her, it was on. We were in a fist fight.
Good.
Just, you know, your mom's a... It was on. It was like, come on. You know, I'm not a fighter, but I've lost more fights than I've won. I've had a good time in all of them. That's the kind of guy you want. That's the kind of guy you want. Because when someone disrespects you, he'll protect you. So how do you find the right mate in life? You just step back and you watch how they treat their parents and authority. And that's a good indicator. Love right, love right. Every drunkard, every drug addict, every fornicator, every adulterer began a life of sin, I believe this, with first dishonoring their parents. When you dishonor your parents, it becomes easy. You know, one of the hard things for sometimes kids who go into sin, they have to dishonor, and doing so they have to dishonor their parents. You know what kept some of us from sinning as young people? We don't want to break our parents' heart. But when you come to a place where you dishonor your parents over and over again, then the sins become easier. Who cares what parents think? And so I believe that the first step of becoming a drunkard or a drug addict or a fornicator begins with somewhere in your life you begin to dishonor your parents. So dishonor them. Do you want to please God? Honor your father and mother. Do you want to honor God's word? Honor your father and mother. It's the right thing to do. It's the first commandment with promise. And God will bless you for it. And you'll have a good life if you honor your father and your mother. Father, we come to you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the simple message, Father. Simple lessons, Father, from your word. But, Father, very weighty and true. Help us, I pray, not to be nonchalant. And, Lord, just flip it about your word. But place a high priority upon your word. In doing so, place a high priority on our honor, our father and our mother. This we ask that in your precious and holy name. Amen.